Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me,
doctor?
You said, yeah.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We have a great show. First part of the show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about chronic light response. What could be causing that? Well, lots of things, and we're going to talk about that, and we have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, the mind of the time, because it grows short. And our devotional is 1 Thessalonians 5. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And in 1 John 5, but this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Hey, that's right. And if you don't know who you are yet, you're a child of God, seek the Lord's face. He's coming real soon. Don't mind the time, it grows short. You got to pray and get close to the Lord. Get close to the Lord. That's what you got to do. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's something. U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention is now telling the public not to worry about the COVID virus. They just now consider it no more worse than the seasonal influenza. Yep, the new CDC guidelines for travelers suggest treating the COVID virus as the same way you would treat any normal flu. And if you have the sniffles and some other symptoms, they advise you to stay home and rest until those symptoms subside before you travel. Let's see, COVID, this is Dr. Brendan Jackson, who's the head of the Respiratory Virus Response Unit at the CDC, says COVID is not the emergency that it once was. Mm-hmm. Moving along on the quacker. A deadly link study reveals 90% of tattoo ink contain chemicals that cause organ damage. This testing was conducted in New York on 54 ink samples that revealed that at least 45 contained compounds that were not listed on the label. Details of the study did get published in the Journal of Analytical Chemistry. Some surveys are suggesting that around one-third of Americans have tattoos now. Their results also show that at least half of the tattoos are among adults between the ages of 30 and 49. They said some of the ink labels listed additives that weren't present even. Researchers reported that most common contaminant was polyethylene glycol, which is a compound that is linked to organ damage, including a type of necrosis of the kidneys. Polyethylene glycol sometimes is used in tattoo inks as a thickening agent, making them easier to apply. And the compound is also used in other products such as body washes, foundations, and makeup and hairspray. Also, some of the preservatives that they use to help stop microbes from growing in the ink once the bottle gets opened. They also used products like eyeshadow moisturizers and sunscreen, so there's additives. Tests also found a presence of polyethylene glycol and an antibiotic that is often used in urinary tract infections. Goodness. Antibiotic wasn't declared on the label, and it may have been added to reduce the risk of contamination. Oh, yeah, we don't have anything else. Let's throw in this antibiotic. All right, last but not least in the quack report, the top 10 most stressed states in America, at the top of the list is Tennessee. A lot of corruption there, I hear. Alabama's next, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Nevada, South Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, West Virginia, and Indiana make the top 10. I'm thinking, what about New York and California? Results, they say, were based on health and work stress. Good thing our topic is on stress today. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Frank, I'll go ahead and email you more details after the show on what I was asking you about, okay? That way, yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about chronic flight and flight response because more people are feeling overstressed, and our bodies are designed to activate reactive responses to threats, often called the fight or flight response. So we live in a time of turmoil, uncertainty, and even peril, and it is natural for humans to feel stressed. So what happens to the body under persistent stress? Well, it can negatively affect our health. So we're going to try to understand the stress mechanism and help our bodies reduce our stress loads. So under stress, the body functions, what the body experiences metabolically under stress, there's some changes that go on. If you're under a lot of stress, muscle tension, headaches, increased blood pressure, increased risk of heart disease, faster breathing, faster reaction times, sweat glands activate, cognitive function can either be heightened or hindered, anxiety risk increases, your depression risk increases, sleep disturbances, obesity, increase in stress hormones, as well as an increased risk of substance abuse. So the above list here can happen with a fight or flight stress response, but this response is not to be on constantly. So brief periods to remove yourself from a serious harm or threat is what this response is designed for. So the body is really not designed for this mechanism to be on for long periods of time. So long-term stress can affect your nervous system, your adrenal glands, and your mental health. So where stress begins? Well, let's just run you down the list here so you got an idea. So our stress levels begin in your brain and how we tend to perceive our environment. So our senses will feed information to the brain region called the amygdala region, where our emotions are processed there. And if a threat is perceived, distress chemical signals are sent to the hypothalamus, which is a area of the brain called the command center. And then the body is directed to react. So the autonomic or the involuntary functions activate, such as your breathing, your blood pressure, your eye dilation, and your nervous system, which function like fuel to an engine for high energy, you know, fight or flight. So when a threat is resolved, the parasympathetic nervous system actually activates and slows functions back down to normal, often called the rest and digest response. So here's the key to remember. When the distress signal is sent out through the nervous system, it hits the autonomic nerves and it sends signals through the adrenal glands. And at which time the adrenal glands provide the stress hormone, epinephrine or adrenaline, to the bloodstream. So this causes several physical changes to occur, like we previously stated. Now, the adrenaline also releases glucose into the blood, offering more energy, and most adult drivers have experienced a near-miss accident. We react swiftly, and our pulse rate goes up, as well as our breathing. We feel the effects of the adrenaline as we continue to drive, and we may even feel a little shaken. So this brief, stressful encounter can take the body 20 to 30 minutes to recover. Have you ever had that, Frank, where you had a near miss and you went, oh, and you're all kind of shaky, your hand's a little shaky as you drive away, you're like, oh, and your chest is pounding and you're a little sweaty, maybe. Whew, right? Oh, everybody's had that. You know, that's the adrenaline rush, right? That's what people like Evel Knievel live for, is the adrenaline rush, you know, skydivers and bungee jumpers and stuff like that. I personally, no, can't, mm-mm, not going to be doing any of that. Well, here's the thing, though. What if you don't get any relief? Your mechanisms kind of stay locked on. Well, if the stress of the threat is persistent or constant, the hypothalamus and your pituitary and your adrenal glands continue to be engaged, and hormonal signals keep the sympathetic nervous system activated. So imagine an engine continuously being revved up. So the brain is continuing to perceive a threat. The hypothalamus then releases what is called corticotropin. It's a hormone which tends to trigger andrenocorticotropic hormones. Can't speak tonight, Frank. Long word. And finally, cortisol from your adrenal glands is released. So when cortisol levels run high, the liver increases the glucose that is stored, and the body essentially remains on high alert or red alert. Over time, the glands become depleted as they do not really have an endless supply of these hormones, so adrenal collapse can occur. There is also a risk to the adrenal glands on frequent or constant low-level or yellow alert stress levels, and some health risks would be damage to your blood vessels and your arteries with high adrenaline levels, increased risk of heart attack, increased risk of stroke, low energy and fatigue, a buildup of fat tissues and weight gain, memory can be affected, and also this lowers your immunity. So here's a quote from Carolyn Fisher. She's a PhD at the Cleveland Clinic, and she says, so oftentimes stressors that aren't life-threatening don't have a clear on or off switch. And that's where we see some of the detrimental effects of prolonged stress, because it's not going away. It's a chronic stress to our immune system. End of quote. She goes on to say, work, finances, children, marriage, and health are some of the biggest non-life-threatening stressors. How we interpret them and react to them affects the body's reactions and can contribute to anxiety and other disorders. End of quote. Well, let's talk about stress reduction. So it's real important to know what our stress triggers are. And there are activities that we can use to help lower our stress levels. So getting control of our thoughts is real important, and using techniques that help the mind relax. So we can use things like meditation, massages, low-impact exercise, reading uplifting books, or other relaxation activities to help bring down our physical and mental functions back to our baseline normal. Now, support from family and friends is also going to be very necessary during periods of chronic stress. And, you know, be careful with your diet. You know, try to eat healthy to help the body rebound. And I want to mention real quick about addictions real quick, because when we're stressed, we are at greater risk of addictions, whether it's food, tobacco, street drugs, or alcohol. For example, drinking too much alcohol can elevate the cortisol, or stress hormone, produced by your adrenal glands. And you will wear out your adrenal glands much faster, and the body in general, with addictions. So do be careful there. So let's get into our perspective zone for a minute. So what do you say, Frank? Frank says, how about sex too? This is what is going on. Oh, a sex addiction. Yeah, I guess you could include that in addictions. You could, anything really, you could, in gambling, you know, any of these addictions you could. Yeah, he says, look at the country. I know. Well, let's get a little perspective, because we all react to the world a little differently, and we must guard against a hyper-reactive or triggered response to situations that are not life-threatening. So focus on the things that you love and give you joy. If it is gardening, then do that. If it's cooking for family and friends, do that. If it's remodeling your bathroom, do that. So putting energy into productive activities that are enjoyable will help relieve a lot of tension and stress. And sometimes, you know what? I like to relax in a bathtub with no phone. Yeah, for 30 minutes, I think about what gives me joy. And then also reading the Bible also helps me. You know, you get close to God, and He blesses you with a sound mind. So let's real quick go over briefly what herbs may be helpful. Because herbs are really packed full of this nutrition that helps the body regenerate and balance. So there are herbs to help remove muscle tension, nervous system tension, help the liver out, feed the adrenal glands. So you have natural alternative tools. And I would call apothecary herbs, and you want to maybe ask them about their adrenal gland formula, their relaxation formula, the milk thistle for the liver, and valerian root for the nervous system. These are all excellent organic professional strength formulas that are in liquid form and have a 10-year shelf life. So, I don't know, lately, Frank, people are just, you know, calling and talking about, you know, the end, if you will, and they're wanting to stock up on stuff and have things on hand, which is not a bad idea. But we got to keep things in perspective. So if you want to call Apothecary Herbs, their phone number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, if you want to visit them online, you just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. Request their free product catalog and be empowered. That's what it's about, being empowered, because you have alternative options that clearly going to be a lower risk of, you know, than the side effect stuff that's out there, for sure. Well, we have a few minutes, so I want to just jump over here just real quick to briefly mention some of our health keys here. Remember I talk about viruses and protein switches a lot, and if you're new to the show, you can jump on our archives at thepowerherbs.com, and you can select shows that we were talking about, immune system health and things like that. But scientists have been working on unlocking the code to viruses and bacteria, and also how those things infect humans and animals, and even taking zoonotic versions, which are viruses and animals and bacterial infections in animals, and making them evolve into the human species area. So the viral code is sort of like viruses on computers. They use digital encounters to, you know, break down these virus codes. So the viral code science is often tinkering with is the ones that also affect both human and animal and interchangeable. And scientists are looking at ways to crossbreed, if you will, these pathogens and with mRNA elements. So for instance, you may see reports, the development of different species of viruses from camels or bats or whatever. And science is creating mutated versions of these viruses. And they, you know, mutated versions of zoonotic viruses weaken and exhaust the human immune system. People don't realize that. Because we as humans haven't encountered these types of viruses before, and so we don't have antibodies. And then the vaccines, people are just really uncertain about hastily made vaccines now. The new mRNA type of manufacturing of vaccines, the testing, very little testing. So, and I can understand the skepticism there. I definitely can. So for many, many years, humans have worked on farms, we've worked around livestock, and we haven't had pandemics like we've seen in the last 60 years. Bird flus, swine flus, I mean, you name it, flus, from animals. You know? I mean, think about it for a second. So the bird flu and the bat viruses actually have been part of the focus of science of late. According to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, 60% of all the infectious diseases are cross-breeded species to infect both humans and animals. That's what they've been working on, 60% of them. So it's kind of like a dance, if you will, with viruses. So if you're going to engage in a dance, you have to have a partner, right? So I have to ask science this question, who's the partner with infectious animal viruses and bacteria is needed to cross the gap, this great barrier to infect humans? What is needed? Well, the explanation science published is this, that it's an odd development. They use a variety of microbes, gathering them from the human gut and then merging them to evolve with the deadly versions of the viruses. And the scientific explanation also has, you know, said these are zoonotic viruses. So they're supposed to let you know, they want you to think that these are naturally evolving viruses from animals and now they're infecting humans, but they're getting a little help from the scientific lab. So this would cover things like rabies and other things, bubonic plague, diseases like from mosquitoes, malaria, All these deadly animal diseases of today are not picky about its host. So, what could be next? Well, mosquito bites you while you're maybe cooking outside, and then you come down with heartworms. Or how about a monkeypox virus? Or some sort of other weird bird disease, which never before plagued man before, and all of a sudden now it's suddenly evolved. It's a sophisticated human killer plague. No. It doesn't work like that. The evolution is random. It's not this controlled. And let me read you this quote. This is from Dr. Abe Ostihas, Emeritus, University of Rottingham. He said, today we are speaking about days to maybe a week rather than a month to resolve the whole genetic sequences of new viruses. Yep. Unbelievable stuff. I agree. Let's see. Who is this? This is James Duke. He's PhD. He said, I tend to think that some validity must exist for a time-honored remedy. Keep in mind that many of yesterday's folk remedies are today's scientifically proven treatments. That's right. Herbs are not impotent. They are potent stuff. That's what they made drugs from. If they weren't, why did they bother with them? So keep in mind, you have therapeutic alternatives. And I've mentioned this before, pitcher's plant, they know for a fact, science has tested it. I've seen the research, and it makes fast work, quick work of smallpox. Pitcher's plant kicks smallpox to the curb, okay? And then your gentian root, Ebola, or any hemorrhagic fevers, and your thyme herb, you know, you use that in cooking. It has a natural germicide to tuberculosis. So don't be freaked out. God hasn't left you defenseless in this day and age that he knows we would be in. So if you're looking for any of these formulas, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have them. They also have lovely pandemic kits, heart attack packs, and things like that. So if you haven't gotten their free product catalog, you can request one online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You know, just find the catalog and put it in the shopping cart and check out for free. You will get a hard copy mailed to you, but if you can't wait, there's also a receipt that's emailed to you with a download link if you want to download the catalog. So either way you want to be high tech, you do that. For the rest of us that maybe don't do computers, and that's just okay. Don't worry about it. Just give them a call and say, hey, can I get a catalog? The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but on the other side, more empowering news. Stay where you are. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Well, thank you, Frank. We're back from the break, and we're going to just jump in and talk about some antivirals that the drug industry has been working on. The federal government has given its blessing to biotech to research and manufacture some antiviral agents. Science is really making many different kinds of antiviral medications for diseases like cancer, hepatitis, HIV, AIDS, herpes, autoimmune syndromes, influenza, and so forth. So it's really no secret that a majority of these drugs offer some adverse met reactions and really can seriously affect major organs like the heart, kidneys, digestive system, and so forth. Now, the military has taken an interest in viral agents for the purposes of biodefense. Now, according to the American Society of Microbiology, science has developed more than 90 antiviral drugs since 1963. And since April 2016, new viral drugs were approved to address the symptoms of 22 infectious diseases. So it's real important to understand that the antiviral drugs manage symptoms, but really don't cure patients of the disease. So it's equally important to understand that the drug manufacturers are no longer footing the bill for a lot of drug research, and therefore, according to the American Society for Microbiology, political and financial commitment is vital with regard to antiviral drugs. So we're going to check this out. We'll look at this area, what will become of it, is it increasingly more important within medical treatments these days, and what areas of our lives this may manage. So viral drug categories, we're going to get familiar with those. We're told that medicine has placed viral drugs into different groups or categories, and This is done for the purpose of gaining FDA approval. So here are some of the categories. Your HIV, which would include many protease enzyme inhibitors. Your hepatitis B virus. Your hepatitis C virus, which some medical doctors say really doesn't exist. It's not a real disease. Hepatitis viruses, influenza viruses, human cycloglomaviruses or your herpes virus, also they include the herpes virus from mammals, primates, and also humans. Chicken pox is on the list, respiratory syndrome viruses, all your respiratory infections, and your papillomaviruses. So here is a quote from the Viral Pathogenesis Journal, 2016. They say the development of new antiviral drugs is very much a work in progress with active drug discovery programs for fluoviruses, coronaviruses, dengue, and others. And Molecule Virology of the Human Pathogenic Virus Journal in 2017 said the vast majority of antiviral drugs developed since the 1980s are anti-HIV drugs, and these drugs block various steps of the virus cycle, end of quote. And the American Society for Microbiology said in 2016, it is our belief that new antiviral treatments will be formally approved to cure a broad range of emerging infectious disease in the future. Current research attempts to produce antiviral agents against 41 types of diseases. 41, Frank. Well, I can see that shot list for kids is going to go up. So let's look on the board here. It's really an important fact that for some of the viral diseases, the medical establishment has created what are called lifelong treatments. So in 2016, this report titled Current Landscape of Antiviral Drug Discovery cites many of the antiviral drugs for HIV patients, which would be lifelong drug treatments, and 40% of the patients tend to grow weary of the therapy and then discontinue it. Now, science is blaming patient noncompliance with the virus mutating and becoming resistant to the drug. Therefore, science has been creating more potent, long-acting agents, and these are in clinical trials. Now, pharmaceutical companies are optimistic that patients will embrace the new form of treatments, but there are issues with the lifelong drugs creating liability with increased risk of adverse events, which would be, well, death, basically, heart attacks, strokes. Drug resistance causing stronger viral strains, patient exposure to high therapeutic levels, and possible repeated exposure for non-compliance. Now, since viruses change frequently and become drug resistant, some drug companies have reduced their interest in producing antiviral agents. Therefore, there is this shift within the industry to stop chasing the viruses and target human cells or the immune system itself. And this concept is, you know, gaining traction as it focuses on new influenza type treatments, and vaccines. So let's look at your immune system. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says they sound pretty confident understanding a virus, which is mostly a term used that they really don't know what it is. Yeah, that was a generic term that they didn't know what the pathogen was. Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, you know, the kids go into the pediatrician year after year with ear infections, and they don't know if it's bacterial or viral, but they throw the kid on an antibacterial, you know, antibiotic. The only way that they would know if the infection was for virus or bacteria is if they took a syringe, stuck it in the kid's ear, and sucked out some fluid behind the eardrum, and then sent it to the lab. But since that's kind of painful, and no parent wants their kid to go through that, they just write the prescription. See? End of story. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says they're liars. People need to know that. Well, wisdom and discernment, Frank. You live and learn, right? Well, I mean, you know, new parents, that they don't know a whole lot, and so you learn as you go. But, you know, by the time they have the second or third kid, they're more experienced. They know some things. All right, so let's just look at your immune system here, because science is really taking a different approach and creating antiviral drugs, especially with your influenzas. So as we've mentioned before, they are attempting to influence the mechanism within the body, altering enzymes in order to block the spread of the virus. So the altering of protease enzymes is supposed to make human cells less vulnerable to the virus. So this new influenza attack produced a couple of products. They were expected to debut on the market in 2018, but the human immune system relies heavily on enzymes to support it in order to identify diseases that are threats, because they can identify proteins. So if they're altering your immune system function, that's risky. So the new types of antivirals have the potential to disrupt the immune system's ability to identify a pathogen, like, let's say, cancer or fungus or even a bacteria. And most patients will not be told that these treatments will help them get rid of flu symptoms maybe within a day. However, they're suppressing the protease enzymes, and it prevents the manufacture of antibodies, which is the main defense mechanism the human immune system has. So your body will not create an antibody for that particular strain. And then, you know, in the future, you don't have any protection. See? So most antiviral drugs inhibit immune system enzyme, preventing that immune system from coding its own antibody to that pathogen. So your immune system misses this golden opportunity to make an antibody for that particular disease, and it also is robbed of the ability to use that antibody in the future as an adaptogen for a similar pathogen. So this really is a high price to pay in order to avoid having flu symptoms an extra day. My little system for flu, and this is just me, I work with the immune system, not against it. So rest, you definitely want to get rest, take frequent naps. For the aches, the achy feeling, I hate that, I'll take a couple of warm baths during the day. It lifts the achiness. I may even use a little willow bark and meadow sweet that help with that. I don't drink anything with caffeine because it dehydrates the system and you need to flush the virus out. So, you know, herbal teas are good, water, of course. Juices are fine, but just not a lot of sugar. Okay, sugar suppresses immunity. I'll use my immune support herbs. I'll use my astragalus, my echinacea, my garlic. One of the things I don't do is turn off the fever with over-the-counter aspirin, Tylenol, acetaminophen product. So when your fever kicks in, that's an important signal that your immune system has now launched antibodies. So antibodies are temperature specific, and virologists know this. And your doctors should have been taught this. And so when you shut off the fever, you're shutting off the antibodies. And the higher the fever, the more antibodies are circulating around the body, gobbling up the infection and killing it. The secret to the fever is to keep it wet. You want to keep hydrating, drinking. And a lot of people, especially parents, are scared to death, oh, your child will get a seizure if the fever's too high. Febrile seizures are rare. They usually happen with head trauma patients and vaccine reactions, but usually they're kind of rare. So I think of the fever as that self-cleaning oven feature. You know, when you get all that crud in your oven and you want to clean your oven and you kind of throw on, you lock it with the lever and you turn on the, you know, clean feature, and it gets really, really hot in there, and it just vaporizes all that crud in your oven into like this white ash that you can just wipe out of your oven, and it looks beautiful. So think of your immune system as your oven cleaner, basically, and it gets rid of the gunk, and you're good to go. So if I get the flu, or if my family members get the flu, they've learned, you know, to rest for 1 or 2 days, and usually you're over the flu. And you don't have to have it for 5 to 7 days. You'll have it 5 to 7 days if you turn the fever off. You may be more comfortable during your 5 days, but you're going to be still sick and weak and not feeling good for 5 days. So work with what God gave you. And your herbal immune support herbs help with the macrophage and T cell count. Okay, so what that is your white blood cells that make your antibodies. So your echinacea plants, all your immune system support herbs help with the macrophages, your antibodies. So more antibodies, shorten the duration of your illness. That's how it works. So basically, you know, a heads up about the antivirals, and don't buy into the fever assassination treatment. You know, really, there's some nice things that you can take, you know, that aren't aspirin related. There's alternatives out there. You can learn all about this stuff from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do sponsor a couple of newsletters, the American Survival and the Health Quest, and they go out each week by email. So if you have email, you can get these newsletters absolutely free. You just go to the powerherbs.com website, click on books and newsletters, and sign up for free. And the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. And it's all about empowering stuff like this. So you never miss an issue. And people, you know, you could read about the reviews up on the website about the newsletters. You know, they like them. They learn so much in those newsletters. All right, so we got a few minutes here, and we are going to tap into antibody technology, since we're on the topic. Science wants to engineer your antibodies, or I should say re-engineer. So you may really have heard that synthetic antibodies are kind of new therapies that medicine has been using. So some of this is a new technology, somewhat still experimental, and if you remember, President Trump was given synthetic antibodies called Regeneron, called an antibody cocktail. Remember that? Yeah. So these types of new drugs are designed for viral-type infections and other certain diseases. So we're going to look at this, get an idea what it is. But first, I want to read a quote. And let's see, this is from the U.S. National Library of Medicine. This is April 2009. They say, a century ago, antibodies were regarded as a magic bullet that would selectively strike disease hotbeds in the human body. Well, they're still doing that. What does he mean, a century ago? They're still doing it. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says a bath hydrates you too. Yep, yep. And what else? Oh, he likes to rest, drink water, use garlic, echinacea. And then he goes on and says the re-engineered so they can own you. Profit from you. Make merchandise of you. Yes. Well, let's look at some of this research. 1975, this research by Paul Henrich, in 1908, this research from Paul Henrich sparked the idea of making immune system antibodies through technology. 1908, Frank. And this got published in 1975. So Henrich received a Nobel Prize for his work along with some of his colleagues, and the concept went beyond copying what the human immune system does to using the antibodies to reshape immunity. The problem science really has faced over the last 100 years regarding man-made antibodies is that the human body doesn't like them. Yeah. It presents a insurmountable disadvantage, according to the report. But science has made adjustments over the last century or so with the help of genetic engineering. And there are about 50 different antibody therapeutics now being developed, and science is testing these synthetic antibodies for things like infectious diseases, cardiovascular disease, and even autoimmune diseases.
Hmm.
How would you like them to pump you full of, you know, fake antibodies, Frank? Ugh. All right. And it's an investment, you know. The high-tech industry and scientific medicine is, you know, picking up steam. It's very, you know, a hot spot. So the investment field in this type of science is pretty huge, over $21 billion. And it's interesting, more than 85% of the synthetic antibody therapeutics are drugs designed to reshape your antibodies. Think about that. These are genetically engineered antibodies that contain cytokines, which are proteins, as an immune system signaling agent. Now remember, I've said it over and over again, proteins are switches. And they've mastered some of this with their serum treatments, and you know what I'm talking about. So the influence of these cytokines can influence interferon, interleukin, growth factors in certain cells, along with other effects on your human cells. So they are really tinkering with your cells. Antibody drug conjugates, these are drugs that target a therapy through certain cells, and also toxins, or they use sometimes bacteria that can bind to a cell to do a certain thing to it. So, it's interesting what they put in these serums. So it's kind of a delicate process. The cells of the human immune system are important, and science describes synthetic antibodies as a delicate process, this mechanism of antibody functioning with the interaction with pathogens or other organisms, they say is quite sophisticated. And they are messing with it. A sophisticated, orchestrated, humming system that God created. They want to fix it. So what medicine has contrived is using bioinformatics to model the human immune system cells to breaking down their compounds to synthesize them and control them. So they program these properties within the antibody cell with genetic cell engineering technology, and this way they can direct the synthetic antibody to attack certain cells like cancer or the pathogenic diseases, and they create really a new line of therapeutic medicines, they say. U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health in 2009 said, thanks to gene engineering, researchers managed to decompose antibodies and compose new constructions of them. End of quote. So this is the thinking that you see a lot in science, is what God created is not working, and we got to fix it, make it better. That's kind of the attitude. Although, you know, mankind's been around for thousands of years and done okay with the immune system God made, you know. Well, let's look at the clinical trials. This is the regeneration cocktail. It's supposed to be used for patients who have immune systems unable to overcome an infection, like your recent COVID fiasco. So, George Yancopoulos, he's a medical physician, president of the chief scientific officer at Regeneron. He said, Regeneron's antibody cocktail rapidly reduced viral load and associated symptoms in the COVID patients. The greatest treatment benefit was in patients who had not mounted their own effective immune response, and Regeneron could provide a therapeutic substitute for low immune responses. But at what price did that happen? You know, there's, it's a two-edged sword. Whatever they make in science tends to have a downside to it. So Regeneron is still in human trials, roughly. The short and long-term side effects pretty much still unknown to these synthetic antibodies. But the doctors say they're well tolerated, so they have a good safety profile. Well, what does that mean exactly, well tolerated? What kind of side effects are there? If there weren't side effects, they wouldn't have used that term, well tolerated. Therefore, there are side effects. And phase one human trial research did mention a few serious events. Four patients said there were no, four patients became ill, but they said there were no deaths. So we don't know the seriousness of their illnesses. Serious side effects, they don't like to really mention those, you know, on development of new treatments. The average age of the participants was 44 years of old, age, 44. According to James Crow, virologist at Vanderbilt University, he says people who did well on the cocktail still had low levels of virus detectables after treatment, which in theory could cause problems. Yeah, I would say, you know, your immune system doesn't shut off until everything is dead. That was a threat. Your re-engineered fake antibodies leave pathogens there. So when you read into the Regeneron synthetic antibody literature, this is an infusion drug, bioengineered antibodies. And it means that the source they're using in their process is from a genetically humanized mouse. So they fused human cells with mouse cells, and they re-engineered them. So the technology uses genetic sequencing editing with the human and mice DNA. And here is a quote from Science in September 2020. They said, researchers plucked the genes for the antibodies from humans who were infected with COVID and also from mice that were infected with the virus. Then they put these mice and these human genes into a Chinese hamster ovary cell to bulk it up and to manufacture the antibodies. And these antibodies were then used in the drug for infusion purposes. Who thinks this stuff up? I mean, it sounds just so creepy to me. Mad scientist, Frank said. Frankenstein. Abnormal. Young Frankenstein. Eli Lilly's chief scientific officer, Daniel Skovinsky, he said, these antibodies will work best in people who can't clear the virus on their own. End of quote. So, I personally do not want fake antibodies. I'll let my immune system make its own. So you want to stay healthy and well, and maybe use some herbs that help produce that. You know, give the immune system a little nutritional boost. A lot of scientific evidence on that. Well, I'm out of time, so don't forget to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog. Sign up for their newsletters. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. And be empowered. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.